Hello.
Mr. Davidson calling you on 90.
Yes?
Mr. President, Mr. David.
Right.
There you are, sir.
Just one second. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
DB just called me and said that the inverse forces are firing mortars and whatnot, and that their intelligence says that the inverse forces are going to march outside the lines tonight and wanted me to, he said they're not afraid of the Imbert forces, provided that they're not accompanied by our people.
Well, they're not. What we've told them after the incident yesterday where we shut down one of their planes, we ordered Palmer to, and we called a man called Bennett personally, and we ordered Palmer to physically restrain him if necessary from doing anything, even in response to anybody.
Yeah.
That we would respond if it had to be responded to, if our lives were in danger or they were shooting up our people, but to physically restrain them because they couldn't have them strafing our own people. That's number one. Now, we have a cable that they took that somebody took the radio off the air again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, and we don't know anything about it. We're trying to find out. All we know is said the radio quit, and they heard a shot in the background.
Well, that may be the basis of it.
And that it's taken off the air, so we're trying to locate that now. Now, when you talk to me, I sometimes have people on the phone with Mac. And that's why I couldn't talk. He's debating here tomorrow on this Vietnam thing. It's a very ill-advised thing, and it's not good judgment, but I wasn't consulted, and I don't want to have a break about it. But it's quite a problem. We need to do two or three things. First, we need to be positive that we're as tight as we can to prevent any difficulties down there along the line we're just talking about physically restraining people if we need to. So I think that I'm giving serious consideration to Cy Vance, who is a good diplomat, who's a very able lawyer, and who knows all of this, and he's one of the few that does, going tonight in a Jetstar down there and talking to the Ambassador Bennett and talking to the General and the Admiral. They're just sending in real tough cables here saying we must be allowed to defend ourselves and protect our people and save our country and stuff like that, which makes us that's just not too good. Hello.
Yeah.
Wanted to know all about your, or how you enjoyed it out there.
Yeah.
When are you leaving now for Mexico?
A week from tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
Uh-huh, we leave a week from tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, have a real wonderful time.
We will, and I'll say hello to Lily, and then Walter wants to say hello to you, Jim.
Okay.
I'll let you talk to Walter now. Jim?
Yeah.
I'll let you say hello to Walter.
Okay.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Walt. How you doing?
Oh, fine. And you? What's this? Aren't you feeling too well?
No, I'm back in bed.
Oh, for land's sake.
But I'm waiting for a room at the hospital. And I'm going to go in there. I hope they clear the thing up once and all.
Yeah, well, we wanted to... we had a chance to put a call through, and we wanted to...
Get off the goddamn line.
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't know who it was.
I don't either.
Hello?
Hello?
You go ahead and finish your conversation. The lines are evidently crossed to Walter and Jim. Y'all go on and finish.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
Walt?
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah.
And I hope everything's all right.
Well, thanks. I'm sure it will be, Walt. And it certainly was nice seeing you. That 12 seat flight.
Hello?
Anxious to find out about you.
Yeah. Well, Cecil wants to talk to Lillian for a minute.
Well, I don't think she's here.
Oh, I see. But anyway, thanks, Jim. And want you to know that we look forward to you coming out someday.
Well, fine, and
give my regards to the fellas down the office. So yeah. Take care of yourself, and we'll drop your card from Mexico.
Okay, you do that.
Will do.
All right, have a good time.
Right on.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hello.
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 Yes, operator, can we finish? You put another call right in here.
Are you here in Denver?
Hello?
Operator, who are you?
Well, this is Denver.
Denver?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Washington.
Oh, well, then we must have gotten our lines crossed because I was talking long distance to Washington.
All right, get the hell off the line.
Please let us finish, operator.
Can't let you finish. This is an urgent conversation. Please get off the line. Please.
Operator?
Wait a minute. Jim? Hello?
Operator.
Yeah. Are you in Washington?
Yes.
Well, I wonder where the other party is.
I don't know, but would you just hang up and let us talk? He can hear me and I can hear him if you'll just get out of our way, honey.
Well.
Huh? Is that all right?
Yes, it is. All right. I'll put my call in again.
Oh, I thought you were an operator.
Oh, no. I was calling from Denver.
Who are you calling?
Well, what number are you on?
I'm on 408. Who is it that you want and see if I can help you?
Well, I'll have to call back. Thank you.
All right. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes? Do you hear me?
Hello?
Yes?
You were telling me about Cy.
Yeah, so what we thought we would do would be to send him down there and then maybe put with him Vaughn or Mann or somebody just to sit in the plane and then bring him on by your place tomorrow if you felt like if that was desirable.
Let me ask you this question, which just occurred to me. Do you think we could pick off three of those fellas in the Ember Junta? Now, we've got one we think we can pick off. Are there two others?
Pick off? I don't follow that.
Get them to go along with it.
I don't know.
I think we could get one, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That would not include Embert.
He won't go along, we're pretty sure.
Yeah.
And the question is whether, another question, this is probably pretty theoretical, but if there's more trouble with that group, the question is whether something could be done to lay a foundation for just getting him the hell out of there.
Yeah, we're working on that. Do you think that we got quite a problem here if we don't have Mann or Vaughn talk to either Bennett or the man that that you're bringing over. Vaughn would be the one that would normally do it.
Well, I think, I don't know him, but there is a problem about Tom, you know.
Well, now, why is that so? He's going to be running it. He's the boss. He's the head of it. He's
down there other than Mora from the OAS?
Yes, I've got a couple more.